I know it sounds crazy and that I must be delusional. Just hear me out, please. I'm a poor college student, so obviously, I took a job at the local mall. I didn't apply to be a store worker or anything like that. No, I chose to apply for the open janitor position. At first I thought it was going to be terrible, but I soon found out it wasn't that bad. Sure, I'd have to clean the occasional filthy bathroom, and someone's McDonald's blowout at one of the many tables in the food court. But for a cool $16 an hour, it wasn't half bad. I've been working at that specific mall for around 3 years, throughout my college experience. So I practically knew everyone that worked there. It was October 31st at the end of the night. We were all clocking out after cleaning up some of the Halloween stuff that had decorated the mall. Of course, there was no way we could have gotten it all down in one night. But we did get a lot. We all went home that day knowing that the next one would involve a lot of tearing down spiders and spirits. So I'm guessing you could sense my shock when I walked in the mall the next day to a full-blown Christmas wonderland. String lights decorated each wall, and 12 giant-sized nutcrackers guarded the exits. A huge, fully decorated Christmas tree was set up in the very middle, sending out a strange vibe around the place. I took a quick loop around, admiring all the beautiful decor. It was like walking into a fantasy land. Then I noticed what was clearly labeled as Santa's workshop. It was like something out of a Hallmark Christmas movie. A giant red throne sat in the middle, and another huge Christmas tree sat behind it, fully decorated like the other. Tiny little Christmas trees formed a line, which would soon be brimming with children. Red velvet rope encircled the whole place, while shrubbery scattered around the sides, making it impossible to see Santa's throne from anywhere other than directly in front. I always thought companies setting up too early for the holidays was a joke. But this was ridiculous. Suddenly I felt a tapping on my shoulder and quickly spun around. It was Tom, one of the other janitors. We shared a couple comments about how insane this was, but I quickly wished him goodbye. The one good thing about the mall's Christmas season was our mall Santa, Bobby. He was probably the nicest person I've ever met, with 3 amazing children who are just as nice as him. I ran over to my supervisor's office to ask him a couple questions. I quickly tapped on the door and let myself in. He was looking over a stack of papers and gazed up at me.
Can I help you?
Yes, sir. About all the Christmas stuff.
Isn't it amazing? We had to hire a new mall Santa because Bobby moved to Colorado for a more permanent job. But the new Santa insisted on coming in last night and setting up. I guess I can't complain. It's a lot better than what we would have done.
I nodded my head before turning towards the door.
It isn't a problem, is it?
No, sir, just that I'm gonna miss Bobby.
Yeah, me too. He was awesome, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. I stepped back out into the winter wonderland. A million and one thoughts were swirling around in my head about who the new Santa was. How could he set this all up in one night by himself? I continued with my day like any other. It was a Friday, so I didn't have any classes, and had a full day's work ahead of me. I think it was around noon when I made it back to Santa's workshop. My day was so busy that I'd forgotten to go introduce myself to the new Santa. I quickly snuck a peek at him, and he seemed completely normal. I couldn't really get a good look at him, as children were filling the line. I walked a little closer to him to see if I could get a better look. But the more I could see, the more disturbing and not right he seemed. Something was definitely off. That was till he opened his mouth to talk. Okay, hear me out. He sounded almost robotic when he spoke. It was so unnerving that even the children started to notice, and the smaller of them would often break into tears. Then I got closer and heard a loud noise coming from behind me. I turned back and noticed a tray of food scattered all over the floor, while a person with a dumbfounded look just stared at it. I quickly grabbed my cleaning equipment and headed over. The day ended with nothing really happening, and I went over to introduce myself to the Santa. Only he was nowhere to be found. I went to bed that night, tossing and turning, strange dreams flooding my mind, but I remember one vividly. I woke up to blinding lights blending into one another, before my vision became clear. I was strapped down to a hospital bed, and couldn't move. Oddly enough, I couldn't breathe either. Well, rather, I didn't need to. I lifted my head as far as I could and noticed there was nothing else in the concrete room other than me and the bed. At the end of the room, there was an open door, and on the other side, there seemed to be a giant area as long as it was wide. All types of Christmas decorations filled the room. At the end of the dark room, there were these little white dots that seemed to penetrate through me. Then they blinked, and I noticed a large mouth opened beneath them, bearing sharp teeth, and uttered the words,
"Ho, ho, ho."
I began squirming in terror, and couldn't scream, so my voiceless breath filled the room. My legs began to cramp, and arms grew sore. My eyes shot open, the droning sound of the alarm blaring. I didn't have time to think about the dream, as I was already late for work. I quickly got dressed and rushed over to the mall. That whole day I stayed as far away from Santa's workshop as I could. That was until I was called over to the food court by one of my supervisors, which was directly across from Santa's workshop. Just my luck. Last night was still ingrained in my head. After spending around 10 minutes cleaning up whatever the hell was on the floor, I realized I was being foolish. There's no such thing as a robotic, sharp-toothed Santa, so I decided to take a peek, but wish I didn't. As soon as I gazed over at him, it swiveled his head and turned directly towards me. It winked and its eyes shined red for just a second. Raising both arms in perfect sync, it held up 7 fingers, and then opened its mouth just a little bit wider than it had before. And below the perfect row of pearly white teeth laid rows of sharp mangled bone. As you can imagine, I got out of there as quickly as I could, telling my supervisor I wasn't feeling good and taking off the rest of the day. Once at home, I did some research and ended up with pretty much nothing. I spent the rest of the afternoon relaxing and dozed off after a few episodes of TV. Then there was a sharp knock at my door, swiftly waking me from my light sleep. I gasped, as a scream couldn't escape me. My apartment was covered wall to wall in Christmas lights, and a number was written in front of me in blood. The number 8. I couldn't turn to anyone. They would just think I was crazy. So I kept it to myself and tore down the lights, then thoroughly washed the walls. What did the numbers mean? Did it correlate with a date? Was it a countdown to a certain number? And if so, what number? What would happen if they got to it? A flurry of thoughts jumbled around in my brain, and all I knew was that I had to do something fast. I went to work the next day with a plan. I'd spend the whole day as far away from the Winter Wonderland as I could, and when the mall was near closing, I'd sneak over to follow him to see where he was hiding. That's exactly what I did. So at about 10 minutes till closing, I quickly made my way over to the food court. I tried to stay in the shadows while keeping a close eye on the Santa. It didn't seem to notice me while I watched from afar. A sound then came over the mall's intercom.
"The mall's closing in 5 minutes.
The line to Santa, which was always full, was now starting to disperse, and he was beginning to get up and leave. I followed closely behind while keeping my distance. He walked into the staff area of the mall and turned left. Then something strange happened. I followed him past another sharp corner, and there was a door I'd never seen before. It felt off, and I knew something was strange. But I kept following, more persistent than ever. I pushed open the door just a crack, to the sound of a screaming child. Not wanting to give my position away, but needing to see what was happening, I poked my head in just a bit. Hanging from the ceiling was a child, hung up by her hands and feet with Christmas lights. She was struggling to get away from something I couldn't see in a dark corner of the room. I did want to do something. I'm not a monster. but what happened next will traumatize me for the rest of my life. This lanky creature stepped out into the darkness, the Santa suit draped over it. Its jaws were opened way wider than it should have been. Tufts of skin were peeling off of its arms. I noticed the hat had somehow fused to the top of its head, and it slowly limped its way over to the child. She was screeching at the top of her lungs, blood mixing with mucus as it flew out of her mouth. Then it slowly turned its head towards me and smiled this enormous smile. I could hear the popping of teeth coming out of place and flesh ripping as its mouth grew in size. It sharply turned its head back to the girl and bit right into her neck. I stood there helpless and limp. Then it slowly turned towards me once again, blood staining every part of its body, and held up the number 9 with its fingers. Now I ask you, what would you do if you were face to face with a monster who had just taken the lives of 9 helpless children just so it could mess with you? I did want to do something. I promise.